Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
The cases against President Trump are dropping. He continues to work hard behind the scenes to do interviews like he does with Megyn Kelly, keeping us all informed. I mean, it's amazing. We love it. We love to get these quotes under wraps by him, letting us all know how this is playing out. The FBI is in trouble. Putin puts out truth. The Biden cover-up continues, and children are under attack. Let's get into it today, shall we?
This is very scary
for you, because you're facing left-wing judges. You're facing some likely left-wing juries, at least three out of the four.
Yeah.
There is a realistic chance you could go to prison. Can you see that happening?
You know what? I have a great attitude. It doesn't affect me at all, because I'm fighting for the country. I'm fighting for the people. I think we're going to win the election no matter what happens. I think because the people know it's all fake.
I was thinking about you recently, just getting ready for this. You were pretty much universally liked or loved before you got into politics. I mean, you were known all over the world. You're a big celebrity. Everyone knew you and liked you. It just weren't controversial. You could be going into your 78th year enjoying this beautiful golf course, Mar-a-Lago. Your lovely family. You don't have to be running for president, sitting for four criminal trials, some civil, and possibly looking at jail time. Is it worth it?
Yeah. Make America great again. Our country's going to hell. Our country's going down. You don't realize it. I don't believe you realize it. But our country's going down. But the country, I believe, has one last chance. So, I agree. I could enjoy all over the world. I have the most beautiful places in the world. I have the best of everything. And but I actually like doing this because of the fact that I see something that we have to save our country. Look, I represent everybody. As president, I represent everybody. So, but I believe that the people that love this country and that want to make it great again, that really want to make it, sustainable, because it's not sustainable right now. I believe they far outweigh the other side. And so when you say, would I like to be at Turnberry in Scotland right now, or would I like to be at one of the many places I have, the greatest places, I may never see those places again. But I think this is very important. I think that we're going to save our country. I think we're going to win the election. And I'll turn it around, and I'll turn it around fast.
So this is well put together for those that need inspiration. The Storm Redux has a stamp on this one, and it's pretty amazing when folks use their talents and they're able to whip together all the important pieces that President Trump brought to Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly's show has been playing out. You know, she used to be at Fox News. One of the things that really disturbed me about her time there is when she interviewed Alefantis, who owned Comic Con Pizza. That's the place that we know now, based off of much evidence, that this guy, Alefantis, happens to be related to some very high bloodline families, was protected, and the evil that was going on inside of that restaurant that we uncovered for years, that came up on the intel board and more, was sickening, yet it seemed like she was playing protection for Alefantis. Maybe she was told to do it. Maybe she was just a news anchor, didn't know what was going on, and was told, here's what you're going to ask, and he'll have his answers prepared. Regardless, I just never appreciated that part of her broadcasting. And she also was one of those that seemed to attack President Trump when he was running for office back in 2015 on the stage. Yet it seems like changing the tune, asking the questions, trying to figure out, maybe get back in the limelight to get people to pay attention to what's going on. I'm just glad that the positive side is this interview is playing out for all to see. Now, in case you didn't know, here's something that played out recently.
In a Georgia election interference case against former President Trump and 18 others, the judge has severed the cases of two of those defendants who will now be tried separately from the former president and the rest of the group. Prosecutors say they'll also hand over the names of 30 unindicted co-conspirators to defense counsel for all 19 co-defendants. I want to bring in ABC News editorial producer John Santucci and ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer for more. John, as you were watching, you were saying this is not a good day for the Fulton County DA.
Bad. I mean, Fannie Willis wasn't there, but you got to imagine, Diane, she's throwing things against the wall based on this hearing. So let's start where you just began. So first, the team for the federal prosecutors down there had been arguing, keep everybody together, keep all 19, because really what we learned today, we're going to have a show this fall, and then we're going to have a repeat performance next spring, which makes it incredibly difficult for prosecutors. A great win for Donald Trump and others that did not want to be part of this speedy trial case. I can tell you, sitting here with you, just texting with some of the attorneys involved in the other defendants, celebrating. Yay, victory. This is everything they wanted, was to take more time and slow this down.
I like how this guy just smiles, enjoys, kind of smiling, laughing the way that we would, putting his talents together to just hit record and let us know he's having a good time learning about this information where these folks, Fannie Willis, is throwing everything she can. And it's all falling apart. And it's good. These characters are getting exposed all around the earth, including old Putin. President Trump talked about this. I'll share it in a moment, what he said about this particular interview that was done on stage in front of many. You'll hear the applause from it. But here's Putin talking about the Biden and his just wrecking of our political system and more for the USA. So he says, as for the persecution of Trump, for us, given the current circumstances, what's happening is a good thing. Yeah, persecuting Trump. He's stating there, all these circumstances happening, it's a good thing. Because it's showing the rotten core of the American political system, which isn't in a position to teach others about democracy. Everything that's happening to Trump is the political persecution of a political rival. That's what it is. And it's being done right in front of the eyes of the American public and the whole world. They have exposed their domestic problems, and since they are trying to fight us, this is a good thing because it reveals the true force of our opponents. The whole world is watching. It's like he got in a room with a bunch of folks that said they're going to take out the deep state, and he quoted all these things. Well, President Trump said it's all happening even worse than anyone projected. President Vladimir Putin of Russia is using crooked Joe Biden's illegal banana republic-style treatment of his political opponent, who is beating him badly in the polls, to condemn America and all the good things it once stood for. The whole world is watching as the USA is being torn apart by dreams of election interference. And he had a couple of spaces there, and amazing because GH17 always puts these together. Finds simple things that I don't catch, and it's a total of 65 spaces between each word in this whole write-up. Because there's two spaces here to make sure they get the 65 to get us to go to look at number 65 on the Intel board. Three-letter agency embedded tracking up channel into POTUS's Twitter to specifically target through specialized geography and send his locations. We anticipated this. It has begun are the key words here. It's all happening, says President Trump. More posts to come. Yeah, it's all happening. More folks every day are waking up to what's been going on and playing out in front of us all. Here's more from Megyn Kelly show.
But that's going to be up to them whether or not they want to do it. I have no idea whether they will or not. We do have a lot of other things, but it's quite important. And they did it to me. And had they not done it to me, I think, and nobody officially said this, but I think had they not done it to me, And I'm very popular in the region. They like me and I like them, the Republican Party. Perhaps you wouldn't have it being done to them. And this is going to happen with indictments, too. They have fake indictments. And I think you're going to see that as time goes by. You're going to see Republicans, when they're in power, doing it. And it's a shame when that happens. I'm not in favor of that, but that's what's going to happen because that's human nature.
Would you do it if you became president again? Turn the indictment tables on the Dems?
Well, I would think about it differently. I would have never even thought of doing it, but now you certainly have to think about it differently. It doesn't mean I do it because I think it's so bad for the country. Yesterday, President Putin of Russia used this as an example of what a rotten country we are, that they go after their political opponent. And other countries are doing that, too. Other countries that don't like us are doing that. They're saying it's the biggest story. They love it because it makes us look very bad. It makes us look very bad. And they're fake indictments. There's Fannie Willis and all of these people. These are all fake indictments. And I don't know how much my polls have gone. I was doing well before this, but I don't know what impact it's had on my polls. But we're way up.
Yeah. So he gets into if he would actually go after those folks that have been gone after him. Basically, we'll have no choice. And the theory that many of us have, and looking at all of the information playing out from some very good folks with very good intel, is the military's in charge. Many have been arrested already. We're watching a movie play out with movie actors to simply wake up our neighbors, those that don't believe anything or don't pay attention. And the hope is that it's working. And as this is playing out, those left in the deep state that want to destroy this entire earth are up to no good. And we have to watch out. One, as we know that God takes care of all of us, but it doesn't tell us not to be prepared. I tell you, we've got some warnings. A guy named John Boyd Jr. was on the news saying he's a fourth generation farmer. He said that we're going to see empty shelves in the coming months. So many folks keep talking about that. It's just good to be prepared for anything. I mean, not even just the scare tactics the deep state gives us, but, you know, have something in supply. We're talking a good for 25 years super survival food from 4patriots.com. It's in the description box below. They're hand-packed in a family-owned facility in the USA, and they give jobs to over 200 Americans. They have about, different types of things, breakfast, lunches, dinners, and more. Pretty good stuff. You get 10% off your first order with 4patriots.com in the description box below by using code LT. That's 4patriots.com, the number 4patriots.com.
If you walked into Comer and Jordan and said, okay, guys, calm down. Here's what we got to do. Walk me through the action plan.
Yeah, look, you don't have to do 100 things. Three things. Subpoena Ray, subpoena Garland, subpoena Hunter Biden. That's it. And get all the receipts. Get every document. Why, Steve, is it that we have fought for 1 year to get one 1023 from the FBI that's 60% redacted that shows direct evidence of Joe Biden's corrupt involvement with his son? You and I know there are 10,000 other pages of documents. Where are the subpoenas and where's the enforcement? Go take their money. Chris Ray doesn't need a private jet.
You were flying on a Gulfstream jet for a personal vacation in the Adirondacks. Please tell me that's not accurate.
I am required, not only permitted, but required to.
So you were going on vacation?
I was, yes.
So you left a statutorily required oversight hearing in order to go on a personal vacation in the Adirondacks?
I took a flight to go visit my family.
You left an oversight hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee required by statute so you could vacation with your family. I find that absolutely unbelievable and, frankly, indefensible. Did you enjoy the flight? I mean, did you pay for it?
I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested.
Yes, I paid for it.
Will you turn over all receipts and reimbursement to this committee?
Senator, we will be happy to comply.
Just give me a yes. Will you turn over the receipts?
I will turn over
flight,
the information related to
committee.
My use of the plane. The use of the plane, I am required, not just permitted, required.
Mr. Director, do you think you're still up to this job?
I absolutely think I'm still up to this job, and I think our workforce feels the same way.
Well, I don't. And frankly, I think you should have been gone a long time ago.
Chris Wray does not need 10,000 people in Washington, D.C. doing his bidding. Take their money, reorient the FBI headquarters building, and do the same thing to Garland until they come and heal.
This testimony, your directive, your performance is shameful.
That's not...
Thank God you are not on the Supreme Court. You should resign in disgrace, Judge.
You ran the Pentagon as chief of staff over there. Does the FBI need a building that's 2x the size of the Pentagon, sir?
No, as I've said in my book, the thing that you need to do with the FBI headquarters building is shut it down and open it up the next day as a mausoleum of the deep state and let every American walk the halls freely every day to know how never to operate law enforcement again.
Boom. Cash Patel bringing it. Strong words. Strong evidence playing out over and over again about the J6 prisoners. Those that did nothing wrong, they grab. Those that knew they would be in trouble if they were caught and they are let loose. These sick people like Ray, running this whole shenanigan in front of the public. To have everybody run in fear and they think they've got all this power and they're going to keep it forever. But all the things are changing every single day and changing in positive ways. One of those, we know that Laura Logan has been working hard behind the scenes. And I put in the description box below one of her first productions, I believe, because I haven't seen her put anything like this together in a long time. But there's perfection in this wonderful production exposing one of the J6 prisoners. The story of the Perna story part one came out. I'm going to play this intro, and then I'm going to take you over to 17 minutes in, because I don't want to play the whole thing. It's her production. I'm just letting you know what's in it. But you can see, as this J6 played out, all the evidence is going to be coming together, one piece at a time. And she does this in the style like she did when she was at 60 Minutes, award-winning. Here's the intro. The rest of the story with Laura Logan.
When Matthew Perna followed his conscience and his curiosity into the U.S. Capitol on January 6, he had no idea what it would cost him. Like millions of Americans, he had doubts about the outcome of the 2020 election and went to Washington, D.C. to protest, exercising his First Amendment rights the way Americans have done since this country was founded. He was not an insurrectionist and had no plans to overthrow the government. In fact, Matthew Perna was a Bernie Sanders fan until Trump came along and donated twice to Sanders' presidential campaign. So how did a young man, then 36, who was known for his gentle nature and had never been in trouble in his life, get on the wrong side of the Justice Department, facing prison for actions that at any other time in U.S. history would have been treated as civil disobedience? The last thing Matthew Perna expected after turning himself in for nonviolent offenses and pleading guilty was for the government to try to add years behind bars at the 11th hour. But that's exactly what prosecutors were planning. Only they never got the chance.
Matt called me on the phone that Monday after he got done speaking to his attorney, and he was sobbing. And he was stuttering uncontrollably, like I had never heard Matt speak this way before. And I said, Matt, don't worry. I'm crying on the phone with him. Don't worry. God is not going to let you fail.
Jerry Perna was a constant in her nephew Matthew's life. Growing up in a tight-knit Italian family, she said they were always close, and she stayed close to him in the turmoil of his life after January 6th.
You do not want to miss this entire story that she put together. It'll rip your heart apart, and it also uncovers in detail, with maps, lines, and everything showing how they played this out, the deep state, using Antifa dressed up as Trump supporters to draw people into the Capitol. I'm going to play this part at the 16-minute 37 mark, and you'll hear straight from Matthew Perna how this all played out. They knew immediately what was going on. Here we go.
Columbus doors, where we found him on camera again. By now, he seemed to be sucked into the unrest, first tossing a water bottle, then with a baton in hand. He then went on to the north side, where at one point he tossed a pole at a closed door. No police visible, no damage, but some regret, expressed in a post on Instagram later, where he wrote, "I foolishly allowed myself to get drawn into the negative energy emanating from that building." Matthew Perna was not charged with a violent crime, and in these email records from his case files, the assistant U.S. attorney, Nihar Mohanty, stated, "There is no evidence that he causes any property damage or threatened anyone with the flagpole." From the start, Matthew saw things that did not fit the official narrative, and later that night loudly called out those he believed responsible in this Facebook Live video recorded with his friend Stephen Ayers and a woman they called Ash Lee.
Antifa was disguised as Trump supporters today. Yeah. So Antifa wasn't walking around like they typically are, all dressed in black with their anti-fascist symbolism and their shields. Like, they were disguised as Trump people, and they were the ones who really led the charge into the Capitol building.
He had seen Antifa at Trump rallies before and identified tactics he felt exposed their presence.
They were the ones smashing the windows and smashing on the doors and getting it into it with police. And so they were the instigators, like they typically are. Like, that's how they operate. And so they were trying to bait the Trump supporters into kind of following their lead and retaliating and letting a lot of their frustration out.
Pundits, politicians, and the FBI denied Antifa had a role.
Do you have any evidence that the Capitol attack was organized by, quote, fake Trump protesters?
We have not seen evidence of that at this stage, certainly.
They look like Antifa.
But Matthew wasn't the only eyewitness who called out signs of trained instigators.
These are people that love the cops. We love the police. But a few Antifa dressed up as Trump supporters have been causing violence and stirring up violence here at the Capitol steps. And they're playing on the emotions of you and every patriotic American. This is not right.
For years, Trump supporters had been confronted by Antifa at many of their rallies.
So there we go. It's a great report, but I really wanted to hone in on the lie right here once again. Wanted to play this one once again just to hear the lie.
Do you have any evidence that the Capitol attack was organized by, quote, fake Trump protesters?
We have not seen evidence of that at this stage, sir.
Liar. Looking straight in the face and lying. And that's why you have this from Kash Patel that we just showed you, Ultra MAGA Party put together, saying we need to gut out the FBI building and use it as a mausoleum of the deep state, showing you how to never run into this type of action again. Kevin Boss, PhD, I voted for Biden in the last election. I regretted I was a registered Democrat, but I'm voting Republican for the foreseeable future. The Democratic Party is the party of elites. Authoritarianism, intolerance, lawlessness, pseudoscience, and hatred for working class people. Elon Musk is hearing for this from many people. You got to watch out for the rhinos too now. It's not just the Democrats. It's not us versus them. It's the deep state. It's those that are trying to protect everything that they built, thinking they would never get caught till President Trump showed up. So out of the blue, this guy, old Mitt Romney, says he's not going to seek re-election.
You know, contrary to a lot of expectations, I enjoy my work in the Senate a good deal. The last few years have been particularly productive, as I was able to help lead and negotiate the bipartisan infrastructure law, a comprehensive China strategy project.
All right, enough of hearing him. So he says he spent his last 25 years in destroying the country. Well, in, and then MJ Truth put in, destroying our country. At the end of another term, I'd be in my mid-80s. Frankly, it's time for a new generation of leaders. So his thoughts, like I was thinking also for a long time that they were going to try to play this out as they're making Biden older and older, and they're talking about his age and all this other stuff has been coming up. I have a hunch since Ron DeSantis' new campaign strategy is to attack Trump's age, they're now trying to plant the idea into everyone's minds that we need a new generation of leaders. Huh. President Trump chimed in on old Mitt Romney. Fantastic news for America, the great state of Utah, and for the Republican Party. Mitt Romney, sometimes referred to as Pierre Delecto, will not be seeking a second term in the U.S. Senate, where he did not serve with distinction. A big primary fight against him was in the offing, but now that will not be necessary. Congrats to all. Make America great again. And that certainly is great news, but at the same time, we have to stay alert because you never know what they're going to pull, and I'll show you some more of that in a moment as we go into some Biden stuff that's coming on in mainstream media. Folks will be amazed by that. Some attacks of our children and some other areas that we need to focus on. For now, I just want to make sure you guys know we're at amweknow.com. That's a great website where you can hang out. You become a fellow member by receiving merch discounts, monthly newsletter from me, special merch packages, and exclusive invitations to events where you get a chance to ask me questions through Discord and some other ways that my son's been working hard behind the scenes to put together. Also, our site, shop.amweknow.com, went down for a little bit, and they had to go back to writetoprint.com because it seems like somebody in the deep state or something went in and attacked our shopping site, and it had a huge effect on us for a couple of days. Angie and Jamie were in prayer, working hard behind the scenes with some new folks that have been helping us out, trying to figure out what's going on. Just a lot of evil playing out in that area, and so we just ask for your prayers on that. But you can still go to amweknow.com, click on our merch site, and you'll see all of our great things that you can have. You can carry your bags with you, your hats, your shirts, and more. Many people just say when they wear this, they get approached by folks that say, hey, I listened to that show too, and before you know it, they've got new friends, new fellowship, and so much more. It's so great to see. And so here's some more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Done, I don't know if it's similar things, but he's sort of told some stories that don't line up quite like this before.
Yeah, this president has a pattern at this point of either inventing or embellishing stories about his own past, his biography. He did it 3 times in one speech last month alone.
For those listening in, this is the Communist News Network, CNN, talking about Biden. Are you shocked? If you were listening and you were like thinking, oh, maybe they're talking about Trump. No, they're talking about Biden.
He claimed he had witnessed a bridge collapse in Pittsburgh when he actually showed up about 6 hours later. He claimed that his grandfather had died just days before he was born himself at the same hospital. In fact, his grandpa died more than a year before in a different state, not the same hospital. And he also repeated a favorite false story that I and others have debunked over and over again about a supposed conversation with an Amtrak train conductor he was friends with, who was actually deceased at the time the conversation would have had to take place. And that's not all. There are some more serious ones, in my view. Previously in his presidency, he claimed at one point he'd been arrested during a civil rights protest when, in other versions of the story, he just said an officer had taken him home from a protest. He said he had visited the Pittsburgh synagogue where worshipers were killed in a 2018 mass shooting. In fact, he had actually spoken to the rabbi, but never went. And he's made a whole bunch of others too. He said at one point, Republicans like to bring this up, he said that he used to drive a tractor trailer, used to drive an 18-wheeler. Never happened. The White House later clarified he used to drive a school bus at one point for as a job briefly. School bus, of course, not an 18-wheeler. So whatever his intentions, whether it's, you know, foggy memory about stuff that's going on decades ago or deliberate embellishment, this is an unfortunate pattern that keeps coming up again and again.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. They're now listing all of the Biden's lies in New York Post and Washington Compost, cramping up their criticism of Biden. Weird how they all changed their tune at the same time, huh? Huh. Juanita Broderick says they got their orders. Time to bail on Biden. Now watch who they get behind for the nomination. Any guess? Many folks are saying maybe Newsom. Others were saying Obama. Remember that? Oh, my goodness gracious. They knew this for years. They're just now saying something. I think they're making way for a new candidate, says Larry. Colin Rugg says agreed. Now they will use this to act like they are being fair when in reality they need to get rid of Biden so they have a chance in 2024. Let's see. Also, the Biden crime family stuff's been playing out. I saw this when Catherine Herridge on CBS special report breaks down Hunter Biden's felony gun charges stemming from purchased firearm October 2018 as a drug user and likelihood tax charges follow. IRS whistleblowers first told CBS News they believe evidence supports felony tax violation. Isn't that something? All of the things that are just easy to brush aside, right? Just a little firearm issue, you know, a little bit of drugs, you know, just IRS, you know, taxes, even though if you guys knew, you didn't really have to pay them. It's a voluntary deal to pay taxes. I don't know if you guys know that. You do your research on the IRS, but, you know, they have to use that too to put out the scary things that he's done. But where's the stuff where he's with children, with his family, with the money that he pulled in and the bribes and all the stuff that he gave for the big guy? None of that. It's almost like they're throwing out something, just a little, you know, throwing out a little bone right there for the dogs to just chew on so that it keeps everybody off the scent, right? So Dan Bongina says, must be something really bad about to come out about the Biden Crime Inc. because NASA's about to release the new UFO report on Thursday, September 14th. They're getting, what, $60, $70, $80 million a day to lie to us. Oh, well. Anyway, so the next thing you know, President Trump puts out this. The gun charge is the only crime that Hunter Biden committed that does not implicate crooked Joe Biden. One down, 11 to go. The Democrats, with all their horrible, very unfair, and mostly illegal witch hunts, have started a process that is very dangerous for our country. They have opened the proverbial Pandora's box, and it is possible that the USA will never be the same again. So sad. You know, it's interesting he put that out at 2:42 p.m. That'd be 1442 military time. 2:42 says, be here tomorrow. The story unfolds. Something strange is going on. Also, some other catches from GH. 17 would be Dan Scavino Jr. putting out a 225-second amazing video. I'm not going to play it today, but it's got a real good sense of you know, playing out to motivate all of the public on what President Trump has been doing for many recently. Actually, if I have time, I might play it near the end. 9:48 a.m. is when it was dropped, this amazing video from Dan Scavino Jr. about President Trump. Extreme efforts to censor, extreme efforts. Enjoy the show. Bring the rain. Bring the rain. And the rain is actually in that video. So they're going to try to everything they can to censor us, folks. 225, okay, 225 seconds would go to 225. Who knows where the bodies are buried? Books which the POTUS just got access to make the connection. Important to understand. There's 43 confirmed connections. When this breaks, many won't swallow. Mainstream media not trusted. You are the voice. We are here to help guide. The future proves the past. You are the calm before and during the storm. Yes, you are. As we continue to unveil the truth in so many ways, I mean, you've got Laura Logan out there now. You can go watch that in the description box below. You've got the truth coming out with the interviews from Megyn Kelly on President Trump. All this happening. Well, at the same time, they're doing all they can on the evil side to try to keep us from talking about all of the things that are happening. Now, I had something here earlier. Where is it at? I was going to bring it over, and now I can't seem to find. Oh, there it is. It's the United Nations declaring war against COVID and climate change misinformation. It's more than that. It's misinformation, period. They come out with this little quote, the United Nations announcing a global effort to police the internet for any misinformation that threatens the issues and causes, you know, any issues that they don't like. Pretty alarming. Check this out.
And, of course, firings at Twitter have left us with no one to call to flag content that is abusive or even incitement to violence. We're now seeing that almost anyone can promote disinformation for the price of a blue tick. So we've still, it's not all bad, we have teamed up with the platforms to elevate reliable information around COVID and climate, to amplify trusted messengers, and we have quite an army of them out there who want to take UN content and promote it within their followings, and also educating users on how to slow the spread of disinformation. Our new slogan that we want to have everybody have in their ear when they're online is pause, take care before you share. But yet, we do feel like we are in an information war and that we need to massively ramp up our response. So we're creating at the UN a central capacity to monitor and also have the ability to rapidly react when mis- and disinformation and hate speech is threatening not just our people, our operations, but also the issues and the causes that we're working on. But also, we're going to be gearing up our verified initiative around climate change and developing this UN code of conduct on information integrity on digital platforms, hoping to set global standards that we can all advocate around.
We can all just join together and go after, you know, take the sovereignty away of the nations, and we'll stipulate what we believe is the right information and what's the wrong information, not the people, because we're the smart ones at the top of the chain. Sounds like a Hunger Games movie, and she doesn't look very happy. She looks like she wakes up every day, probably doesn't have it all together anywhere, stands on a stage dictating how they're going to run this earth. How dare we? We're in an information war. You know, these firings at Twitter left us with no one to call. Oh, no, we don't have that. We don't have that anymore. It's amazing that she even let that bit of information out that they had access to Twitter to keep the information from reaching the people. Almost like the information of the banning of the guns in New Mexico, remember? The U.S. judge freezes the New Mexico governor's gun ban. Did you guys know that? What's a shocking twist, the judge who blocked the gun ban was a Joe Biden-appointed judge, David Urias. Judge Urias said the order went against the recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings, violated the rights of law-abiding citizens to defend themselves. Wow, we got that. We got Mitt Romney taken off, and what's going on? Let's see.
Want to stop drunk drivers from killing sober drivers? Ban sober drivers. That's how gun control works.
Ban the people with the guns. The sober drivers. And then we got this. I'm not sure if you know this, but Tom Emmer from Minnesota introduced a bill to ban the Federal Reserve from creating a central bank digital currency.
It's good to be back in the people's house, where House Republicans are ready to continue delivering on our promises to the American people. One important aspect of our common sense agenda is actually protecting Americans' financial privacy, particularly when it pertains to this lawless administrative state. That's why I reintroduced a bill yesterday called the Central Bank Digital Currency Anti-Surveillance State Act, which puts a check on unelected bureaucrats and ensures that the United States digital currency policy upholds our values of privacy, individual sovereignty, and free market competitiveness. Recent actions from the Biden administration have made it clear that they are not only itching to create a digital dollar, but they're willing to trade Americans' right to financial privacy for a surveillance-style CBDC. This bill ensures the future of crypto is in the hands of the American people, not the administrative state.
Interesting, as we got into this, you'll see the interview this Sunday showed this clip to Dr. Kirk Elliott, and he shared his thoughts based off of what he saw here in this particular video, and he was just amazed when we played it. Check this out.
Think about all that coming out from Tom Emmer out of Minnesota.
So I love it. So here's where, for the last couple of weeks, we've kind of referenced it, but not really gone into depth, how the more egregious these things become, like the total onslaught against our privacy and freedom with central bank digital currency, with the BRICS nations, with programmable money, with the unified ledger, you know, everything that we talk about, it's like the overreach by the federal government is going to cause kind of an opposite reaction. Like we're seeing states rise up, you know, with the, you know, pending legislation for state chartered central banks backed by gold in a couple of states, gold being used as legal tender in about 7 states.
So we talked about this in detail. Don't miss that on Sunday. Also, if you want to reach out to him, he'll talk to you and his staff. AndWeKnow.com/gold is the link below. Just click on there, reach out to him. I'm telling you, they're going to help you out. It's absolutely amazing. Some other things that are going on would be the New York Governor Hochul making a message, you know, for all the vaccinated.
Tell everybody, don't rely on the fact that you had a vaccine in the past. It will not help you this time around.
It will not help you this time around. They're continuing to push this new one that's going to be coming out. They want everybody to jump on board and take it. They don't want anyone out there sharing that, you know, to be careful because of what's going to happen if you take more. It's like the last one didn't work. The last two didn't work. The last three didn't work before. So we're going to just throw some more at you. Leading report put out this, breaking 1 million mRNA COVID shots for teens will prevent 0 to 1 COVID deaths and cause 100,000 to 200,000 severe side effects, according to the CDC's own data. Can you believe that? I mean, why would they even put that information out, folks, unless they think we're not even going to pay attention or look into it? Again, we've talked about this at length. I show you some very depressing information as people realize, yes, LT, we know. Yes, LT, you can keep putting out the information about folks that are not making it anymore on this earth. Yes, I know it's scary, but we all at one time will reach a point where we're not going to be on this earth anymore. And my question is always, what are you going to do about it? And I always say, go to the description box below. We have a roadmap to get to heaven on salvation and how that works. And you'll find it there. And also, we've been praying and hopefully getting into where hopefully in the future I'll be teaching the Word of God every week, a chapter in the Bible. So we're hoping to get there as we find and pray through that. So pray for that one also. We're just, it's very difficult for me, just to let you know, to share these sudden deaths. They're happening all the time. It's very, very difficult for me to even share because I know families are affected. I know many people that got it and they're watching now and they didn't realize when they did how much it had an effect on them. But, you know, just another update from the Celtics, former NBA player Brandon Hunter. He died suddenly September 12, 2023, after collapsing at the end of a yoga class. Those with COVID-19 mRNA-vaccinated people should not do exercise of any kind. It just hurts. Other things that hurt would be the attack on our children. President Trump was asked about trans rights from Megyn Kelly, and just really good to hear these answers.
That Caitlyn Jenner, who is trans, could use the women's restroom at Trump Tower. You allowed biological men to compete in the Miss Universe pageant at the time, which you owned. A lot has changed since 2016. Have you?
Yeah, well, issue? I have. But look, I knew Caitlyn Jenner. This is very much like the same subject we just talked about. This was brand new.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a brand new subject also. There's a lot of...
It hadn't exploded.
A lot of the... it hadn't exploded. I mean, nobody talked about it, really. And so they're saying, what do you think? And people say, yes use, no use. But I'm the one that wouldn't allow it in the military. That was a big move. I wouldn't allow it in the military. And I went to generals. I say, General, let me ask you, do you like it? The real generals, not the ones you see on television, not the Millies of the world. I went to the real generals. I said, what do you think? And they did not like it. They did not like it. Nobody wanted to go public with it. It's a very hard subject. I ended it in the military. Now, since this character got in, he's allowed it in the military. You know, part of the problem is you'd have to take massive amounts of drugs. In the military, you're not allowed to take drugs. And you have to take massive amounts of drugs. So right there, it should not be allowed. But I ended. I took a lot of heat. No matter what you do there, you're going to take heat. You understand?
Yeah.
But
yeah, how, do mean, Caitlyn how do you feel about it now?
Did, was
how
she allowed?
Should,
was
should
she allowed,
biological yes. men who say that they're trans be allowed in women's restrooms, in women's locker rooms, women's prisons, women's spaces?
Yeah, my stance on that is really pretty much what I had in the military. I think it
so
has
no.
to be.
Huh? No, so
yeah.
you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's my stance. I mean, that's been my stance. I may have allowed Caitlin. Caitlin's Caitlin, right? I knew Caitlin as Bruce. I knew Bruce. And, you know, Bruce was a great athlete and a very handsome person, very handsome guy. And all of a sudden, Bruce is Caitlin. I said, what's this all about? This was a brand new subject, too, just like we talk about, you know, the pandemic was a subject that nobody knew anything about. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew anything about it. It was all early. You make a decision and you make the decision very strongly.
No, I get it. Look, I myself have changed a lot on this.
Yeah, I have.
Since 2016. I'm just wondering. I'm just trying to figure out whether you have, in fact, reversed on it.
I don't think I've changed. I think I've just, you know, at the beginning, it was such a small subject. Nobody really thought about it. But then with time, you change. I really, where I probably took the hardest line was on the military.
Yeah, that's true. But what about the children? That's become an issue now. Should children be provided with access to puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones yeah. when they're minors?
I'm so against it. First of all, many of them, I heard like 62%, when they grow up, when they're older, they're saying, who did this to me? Why did you do this to me? Second of all, the parents have to make the decision. You know, they're trying to give it to school boards and schools and things to make a decision. It's unbelievable to think, you know, I talk about mutilation sometimes in my speeches. We will stop the mutilation of children. And then I'll stop and I'll say to the people in the audience, I'll say, can you imagine that I'm talking about we're going to stop mutilation of children? Yeah. But that's what it is. It's the mutilation of children. And we will stop the mutilation of children. 10 years ago, you wouldn't even, nobody would ever to think of it. I am telling people, because I guess I'm a politician, whether I like it or not. As a politician, as somebody that represents a lot of people, I'm telling people that we're going to stop the mutilation of children. Who would have to say a thing like that? Yeah. You'd think it would be automatic.
You'd think it'd be automatic. But again, we cross the line. I talk about this all the time. Say the line of morality is right here in the middle. I'm just going to draw this red line here in case you're listening. I'm drawing a red line in the middle of the screen. In all things good and moral, you just go to the Bible and you can see the basically what I call the driver's manual for our body in the perfect sense. Now, we know that we're all sinners, all fall short of the glory of God. And say down here is all those things that are good morals, right? Well, if you go over to cross the line of to immorality, and I'm doing this as if it's has something referencing Megyn Kelly, bring it here. Again, the line in the middle, you have all good morals over here, the Bible and more, okay? And then you cross the line and say, well, it's okay if I'm a guy, if I'm with another guy. It's okay if I drink 20 drinks all night long and I have a helicopter spin at night and I almost die from alcohol overdose. Oh, it's okay if I have just a little bit of marijuana. So what they do is they take you way to the extreme. Hey, we're going to take this guy, we're going to transform him into a trans, and then we're going to allow them to go into girls' bathrooms. Then they're going to allow them to compete against all of the women as a man, even though they're super strong, way stronger than most of them. Not all, but most of them. And we're going to allow them to illegally compete. And, da, da, da. And so what happens is that line has been crossed so far, it's hard to reel it back in to good morals and character here on the left. Okay? Just want to throw that in there. And so another part of attack on the children would be this one here from Nikki Neely, her fight.
20 years ago, if a 6-year-old went to school and talked about sex, teachers would assume that that child was being abused. In 2023, children are not only learning about sex at school, but are being told to keep secrets from their families as well. Please stop mocking parents. Please stop name-calling. Please listen to the families who want their children to learn basic grammar rather than be policed on pronouns, who want their children to read at grade level and not taken out of class for political rallies, who want their young children's innocence to be preserved for a few years longer than an activist academic might insist. We are your constituents, too. Thank you.
And I went down, and you know, you drop down, and you say, look, she's the founder and president of Defending Ed and executive director at Action. So that's Parents Defending Education. I'm going to hit follow there. Pretty cool. We are a national grassroots nonprofit empowering parents to advocate for classrooms that educate, not indoctrinate. Join us at defendinged.org. Sounds like a pretty good cause. So I just clicked on that now. And definitely great to have folks that are fighting for our children. Those that are going against our children continue to do things like this by mocking us. Notice that Nikki mentioned mocking us. Here's somebody.
They're seeking a rebrand. Pro-life now becomes.
GOP seeking a rebrand.
They're seeking a rebrand. Pro-life now becomes, in the words of Indiana Senator Todd Young, pro-baby. Pro-baby. Okay. I hate to break it to you, but if you call broccoli candy, it's still just broccoli. If you tie a really nice bow around a lump of coal, it is still coal under there.
Mm-hmm. Well, MG Truth showed us this one. No, Jen, babies are a gift from God. Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me. And that was Jesus speaking in Mark chapter 9, verse 37. Psalm 127 says, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. And then this final one for all of us to realize God has placed us on this earth for a specific purpose, where it's this man laughing and smiling, sharing the truth and enjoying it. Whether it's folks around the earth that are saying, look what's happening to the evil, you guys need to wake up. Whether it's Megyn Kelly finally waking up and interviewing President Trump in a very calm manner and allowing him to speak. Whether it's Cash Patel and Steve Bannon and fighting all they can to expose the FBI. Whether it's Laura Logan and working hard, she doesn't have to, but she's doing all she can to expose the things that happened with J6 and more. And you can, I was watching this, almost seems like she's just in tears listening to what's going on with these people. You're watching G817 constantly put out information to give us decodes. You're watching guys, you know, like this one, giving us info on guns and more. You've got this guy from Minnesota saying enough with the CBDC and more. So all of us needed to hear this to close. Psalms 139, 13 through 16. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. Now this is a song to God, our Creator. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. Folks, it's an amazing time to be alive, a time where you can use the gifts that are provided to you to help provide the truth and information to those all around us. Let's use them, shall we?
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for the reminder of all these things that are playing out. The reminder to us that you have a plan for our life, for those that belong to you. We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth, who died for us and is alive and well now, rose after 3 days. Free gift of eternal life that's presented to us. What a great reminder. And as we're on this earth, Heavenly Father, would you continue to guide our thoughts, our mind, our hearts, our voices, in all that we say and do, whether it be around politics, whether it be around things that are going on locally, simple things in stores that we shop in or issues that we have to deal with other people. We know that when you tell us, when somebody asks us to go 1 mile, we have to go 2 with them. If somebody borrows from us, we don't go back and ask for what they borrowed from us. And I just read that this morning, how amazing your words and teaching are. You just, another one, just to give, and he'll give back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and rolling over. How amazing it is. You are such a loving and giving God for us. Please protect us from the enemy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all of your prayer and support, especially as we've been going through issues with the shopping site, shop.amwino.com. It's been very difficult for Angie and Jamie, and we just covet your prayers on that. And also, please hit the subscribe button if you would, and share this video. We appreciate all of you. And once again, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Amwino, signing out.